This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. The 20th annual Israel Film Festival is underway here in Los Angeles. Later, it goes to New York, Chicago, and Miami. One film being screened is Bonjour, Monsieur Shlomi. How am I doing with that? Madeline Brand is here with us to tell me more.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Say that three times fast. Bonjour, Monsieur Shlomi. That's the name of the film. It's a coming-of-age story about a boy who does everything for everyone, but never can find time for himself until...
The right woman comes along?
You guessed it. Alex, but another compelling film about thing about this film and a lot of other films in this festival is actually what's not being addressed, and that's the current conflict between Israelis and Palestinians. I spoke with the film's director and producer, that's Shemi Zarhin, and Eitan Evan, about that big elephant right there in the middle of the room.
There are a lot of politicians by profession in Israel. Israelis and Palestinians, they are older than me and much more clever, and they got the experience and the wisdom, and they are brave, and they don't find the answer and they don't find a solution for this terrible situation there. So do you want me to find the answer and to take this answer and put it into a story that's supposed to make people cry or laugh and make them buy tickets, hopefully? I don't know how to do it, really. I have my opinions, my political opinions, and I feel for what is going on there, but I think it would be pretentious, unmodest, even patronizing, to make films about these problems. Some of my friends, especially documentaries, filmmakers, they can do it, and I feel a little bit jealous. I don't know how to do it, really. I know, hopefully, I know how to tell stories about simple people. And I can say also that we live these headlines day by day. This is our life. I have three kids. I don't allow them to travel on buses. I'm very happy when they sit at home and waste their childhood because of this political situation, instead of going out and play and, you know, do what other kids doing all over the world. So when I'm coming to films, when I'm coming to the stories that I want to tell, I'm trying to deal with my wishful thinking. And in a way, I think that other people can find these stories in the Israeli cinema a kind of reflection of the political situation. Maybe they represent the willing for normality and for peace and for being like others. So in a way, they are touching the political situation and the tragedy of this area.
And Eitan, can you give us a broader view of where Israeli cinema is now, if other filmmakers say the same things about what they want to do with their films, whether they want to address the conflict head on or they want to talk about just everyday life as not being all about the conflict?
First of all, I don't think that all the filmmakers have the same attitude. There are films that expressing the conflict. Maybe they are not in this festival. Maybe they are not completely ready yet. Some films will be made. It's a matter of you cannot just neglect and cannot just ignore it. But just one step backwards, I am really tired of it. I mean, look, you're sitting in front of television, you see for 24 hours all the problems, all the happenings, everything, and you say to yourself, well, I want to tell a story, I want to sell my film. Who in the hell will get up from the comfortable armchair, go out, buy a ticket to see the same thing that we see on television? I mean, if the population is tired of it, and I am tired of it, I must show them something else. And I guess that the world is also a little bit tired of the conflict and they see it in CNN and they switch it to another channel and so on. So to tell a story, a human story, funny story, emotional story, it's also a way of life. But to your present question, back to the present, is that there are really some films dealing with it. I was approached also by an Egyptian producer that lives in Austria, in Vienna. He said to me, let's do a film touching the conflict, but with a big wish to show how both sides really want the peace, which is a great, great idea. And we are looking for scripts. It's impossible to find a good script regarding this. I mean, two people for two extremes coming together, and both of them have to be objective, because if you're subjective to the cause, if you're subjective to the political item, you really cannot make the film, because you will create a disagreement and another conflict will create. So we have to be very, very careful about how we deal with it, how we do it for the sake, for the good and benefit of everybody.
What you just said is illustrative of the conflict itself. It's a microcosm of why there isn't a peace.
The problem is that everybody actually is right with his cause. And that's the biggest problem. If you are wrong, you know how to deal with it. But if all the sides are right, that's the biggest problem in the world.
You know, Eitan said what he said. I'm not sick of it. I'm thinking and dealing with the politics situation. It's very interesting me and terrifying me. But I don't know how to make films about it. And I can't invite a story. I can't ask a story to come. It comes when it comes. You can't control it.
That's Israeli film director Shemi Zarhin. I also spoke with producer Eitan Evan. Their film Bonjour, Monsieur Shlomi is currently being screened at the Israel Film Festival here in Los Angeles, and it also opens nationally in July.
Did you see the film, Madeline?
I did see the film.
Well?
Very enjoyable.
Thank you.
Very coming of age-ish.
Thank you. Madeline Brand.